This last one, the focus here is Imama is the divine system of Allah for the guidance of humanity in all times. In Tashri'i Riyal, Imama is the system of governance of Allah on earth. The divine governance system of Imama in Wilaya has to be implemented on earth. The Imam is the ruler, and during his occultation, the religion cannot be suspended, made dysfunctional and non-operational. It is the duty of the general deputies of Imam of the time to implement Islam. These deputies are the fuqaha of every time. Hence, you see the system of Wilayatul Faqih today, alhamdulillah. If they are not able to implement 100% of Islam, which I pointed out in the previous slide too, they're expected to implement 99%. If not 99%, 98% is the hukm of aql, right? You don't need a hadith for that. If you can't do 80%, do 50%. Implement Islam. Bring it to the society. Bring it to the arena. This should be the goal and the focus. For the implementation of Islam, authority and power is essential, and hence the establishment of an Islamic government is necessary. You cannot implement anything, even in your house, if you don't have the authority. Isn't that right? In your neighborhood, on your street, if you don't have the authority. Masses need to be educated that their ultimate salvation in both the worlds relies on the establishment of the divine system of Imama and Wilaya. Resist against oppressors and arrogant powers, because they're going to stop you from doing all the stuff, so you would have to resist against them, the arrogant powers. The goal is to strive to establish Islamic system wherever possible, else practical struggle goes on. We cannot be indifferent towards this issue. We cannot leave Imama and Wilaya to be mahjur and matruk. We're not allowed to. As Shias, we're not allowed to. Perform the highest level of Amr bil Ma'roof and Nahi anil Munkar possible in any position. Sometimes, when it comes to Amr Nahi, you know, we confine with something very bare minimum. We don't do the highest level of Amr Nahi that is possible for us in that given situation. Pave the way and remove obstacles for the establishment of an Islamic government. Prepare the masses for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who will truly materialize and actualize the divine system of Imama in Wilaya, the most perfect and ideal Islamic system. Rest assured, nobody other than the infallible Imam is going to be able to do that. Only the infallible Imam is going to be able to implement it to its perfection. But that does not mean that we go to the other extreme and not implement it at all. We don't even talk about it. Ensure the well-being of Muslims, especially the followers of Ahlul Bayt. Bring honor and dignity to the believers. Stop oppression against innocent masses. So last slide. Shia scholarship of high caliber, these are the people who believe in what we stated. Shia scholarship of high caliber and masses that truly believe in the living Imam and his Imama. Shia scholarship of high caliber and masses that find themselves answerable to the Imam of their time for their actions and inactions. Shia scholarship and masses that subscribe to the institutions of Wilayatul Faqih and Marja'iyah. Shia scholarship and masses that wish for Islam's laws to govern and societies as it offers the felicity in both worlds. Shia scholarship and masses who wish for social justice to prevail in any society. These things we are reading, brothers and sisters, these things that we are reading, in none of the categories before, it is part of their plan or agenda. None of the categories. Implementing social justice, they have nothing to do with it. Shia scholarship and masses who wish for decency to overcome indecency in any society. Look at LGBT. These issues, they're cropping up and they're popping up. Do we have a plan to fight against these issues? Right now, they're prevalent in the West. Tomorrow, they will be here. And rest assured, they're actively working to bring these issues here. Where's the plan? Where's the effort for that? Why? Because we're still trying to prove the Imam of 12 Imams. It's been proven time and again. Again, it's something noble to do. But we should not invest all our energies on something like that, which is already proven for hundreds of years. Shia scholarship and masses who wish for truth to prevail over falsehood. Robert said about this Palestine issue that it is not the issue of Palestine versus Israel or Palestine against America. It is the fight between haq and batil. He used these words, haq and batil, truth and falsehood. Where do we stand in this fight? Our scholars, us, our families, each single one of us. Shia scholarship and masses who wish for oppressed to be released from the clutches of the oppressors. And during occultation, these are the things that we need to do, inshallah, leading up to the Islamic civilization, which is the final and ultimate aim, as of right now, defined by Imam Khamenei. We are no ones to define anything for no one, right? They're keen in performing their individual responsibilities to begin with. These people, this last category, defined by Islam, not self-made rituals. Serious in performing their socio-political responsibilities, just like individual responsibilities, if not with more importance. Each person has a role to play in expediting the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. Defend the sanctities of Islam to the best of their abilities. Actively counter the plans of the enemies of Islam. This is very important, brothers and sisters. How many of us are keeping an eye on the enemy? How many of us actually recognize the enemy? And I'm saying these things not as a disrespect to you, respected scholars and also students living in Iran, because we're being recorded. So I'm saying these things for the outsiders. How many of us do recognize the enemies of Islam today? Let alone plan against them, counter them. How many people speak from the minbar about enemies of Islam today? They want to talk about Yazid, which is dead. They want to talk about those who are gone. They cannot harm the speaker, but they're not ready to talk about and against the Shaitan Akbar, the great Satan. Why? Because the great Satan can hurt me. It's as simple as that. It's a very clear equation. Whatever you want to call it and label it, you know, give it a nice little wrap, you know, and use some ahadith or something, you know, taqiyya and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm not getting into that discussion right now. At the end of the day, we know why those who are not speaking up against America and Israel today, why they're not doing it. We know the primary reason, which is a potential reason. Of course, we don't know people's intentions, nor do we claim. But there are those, definitely those, maybe not all, who are silent because of fear. Maybe not all. Some may be strategically silent. Some may have special permission from Rahbar, for all I know, right? This fear is our enemy, brothers and sisters. Actively counter the plans of the enemies of Islam. Neutralize the conspiracies against Islam. Clarify the doubts through jihad tabyin. This is specifically for us, the muballighin, who claim to be muballighin. How many of the doubts that the enemy is planting in the minds of our youth are we planning and are we prepared to counter? Where's that conscious effort? It's not there, generally speaking, of course. Strive to unite the Muslim Ummah against the world of Kufr. Aim to build a new Islamic civilization, inshallah. Imam Reza alayhi salam says, and this is the last point, Rahimallahu abdan ahya amrana. May Allah have mercy on the person who revives our amr. Our mawla, Imam Reza alayhi salam, the 8th infallible Imam, is saying this. And what is that amr? That is the amr of imama. That requires the preaching of the ta'limat and the sayings of the imams, the approaches of the imams, the daghdagha and the passion of the imam. Imagine the 8th imam, how eager would he be for the 12th imam to reappear and implement that divine system of Allah on this planet earth. Brothers and sisters, if we are part of that team who is helping the revival of this amr of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and this hadith, by the way, from Imam Bakr alayhi salam too, I've seen it, from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam too, I've seen it. I brought Imam Reza alayhi salam because it was his night, right? If we are part of that, we are on the right side of the history and the fence. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiqat, inshallah, to be on this path of imama and wilaya and be loyal to the imam of the time whose reappearance, inshallah, we are waiting with all eagerness, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to fulfill our responsibilities towards this imama. It is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us for. We are born Shias, or if we have converted to Shia Islam, this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm looking at the brothers from Nigeria, I'm looking at brothers from Philippines, from Bangladesh, from the US, from Canada, Pakistan, right? We have to understand this ummah, the concept of ummah, it coming together, formation of that ummah, which is collectively waiting for the zuhur of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. And implementation of and revival of this Amr of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah give us the courage, the passion, the basira, the intellect, and the knowledge to understand the ta'limat and the guidelines and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Please recite the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.